Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible, 1 minute at a time.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Krish.
I'm Rick.
I'm Julia.
And I'm Tabitha.
And I'm normal Jonathan.
Well, you're not Sean Jonathan. Jonathan Connery. Suck it, Carlisle.
I don't even know why I'm here.
Okay, we're here with Tabitha, Jonathan, Julia, Rick, and Chris, and me.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Hello and welcome. And Sean Connery. Hello and welcome. And all the voices inside my head.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back. And we're doing our best Sean Connery for no reason, because he's not in this movie or in this minute.
Yes, but we were talking yesterday about the tunnel from Indiana Jones, so, you know.
That's true. Okay, there's our vague connection. This minute begins with Jim waving Krieger over and ends with a shot of the train, a shot of the joystick. Is that called a joystick, Rick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You sure it's not a noise stick?
He doesn't know.
What else would it be?
Oh, it's a noise stick. It's not a stick. It's a noise stick.
That's a stick.
This is a stick.
Now we got
it. Now we're doing Australia.
That's what your mother said, Trebek.
Suck it, Dundee.
And off mic, before this minute started, Julia had some astute comments about this minute. Julia, can you distill down what you think about this minute?
Well, it's complete and utter nonsense. They should both be dead. Everybody should be dead by now.
Pig poop,
including yes. The train conductor who's not actually doing anything. He should be dead too.
I think you just named the episode, "This is Nonsense."
No, complete and utter nonsense.
The physics of this scene is, I don't even know what to call it. It's amazing. They're moving forward. He's tilting a helicopter down. Yeah, everybody should be dead. Everyone.
This scene,
well, everyone in this movie
lays
should be dead.
The physics of this scene lays the groundwork for Mission Impossible 2.
The nonsense, I think it kind of gels together with the music, because the way the music is in this clip, it's very circusy, cartoony, and if you watch it out of context, it feels like this should be a comedy scene.
Yeah, it should.
Even when the other train passes by, it sounds like birds tweeting a little bit, and it's very comical.
Yeah, it's like dun 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 dun.
Yeah,
it's very very Elfman.
Yes, very Elfman.
This scene, we've still got Krieger now. He's got Jim jumping over to the helicrieger, and Jim making another hand motion of come closer. I think because Jim obviously can't jump as far as probably Ethan can, so he needs the helicopter pretty close.
I feel like Jim doesn't fully appreciate the challenge that Krieger is currently under. Like, this is not the sort of situation where you're on one side of the street and your Uber has pulled over on the other side of the street and you're trying to wave them over. No, this is helicopter in a tunnel trying to chase a train, and Jim is sitting there like, come on, I'm old, come closer, I can't jump that far.
I love Krieger's reaction. He's like, really? He's like, couldn't make it any harder for me.
I think this is the moment where Krieger figures out he's going to kill Jim as soon as they land.
Krieger has a hand motion that he wants to show Jim, but it only involves one finger.
Oh, good. They can do that one. That one's okay.
I'm amazed that Ethan's pirate blouse has stayed tucked in this entire time. I just noticed it's still tucked in.
And I think it's starting to come out in the back a little bit, because I noticed it a little while ago that it is.
Well, 180 miles an hour wind.
I know.
You'd think his pants would just rip off at some point.
Ladies.
Hello.
I have to wonder something. At the end of yesterday's minute, Jim unhooked the carabiner that was attaching the helicopter to the train and he tossed it away. Would it have been better for Jim to attach the carabiner to himself, even though there was so much slack between the carabiner and the helicopter?
No, I think he would have drug on the ground.
Yeah, he would have hit the ground and go, end of movie.
I mean, for him to make yet another bad decision, yes, that would have been in character for Jim to be like, I'm going to connect myself to this thing. Oh my God, it's too long. He's like,
I didn't fully think this through.
So and maybe Helicopter Rick, maybe you would know the answer to this. Once Jim, like, jumps onto the helicopter, could Krieger have
slowed down
and landed the helicopter? And then they could both just book it out of the tube and they would have been scot-free?
Oh, yeah. All Krieger had to do.
That train's going 180 miles an hour. It would have been gone.
All Krieger had to do was slow down.
Yeah.
But no, he had to be all...
Oh, I'm going to get Ethan.
Yeah, his bloodlust was rising in that German / Franco-Spanish blood of his was boiling.
Yeah.
This guy's like a European smoothie.
It's the Luc Besson in him.
And he just wants to murder.
I don't know if there's any German in him, but...
Well, wasn't the idea that Krieger, he was playing a German guy, but he's also Jean Reno, so he's distinctly French, but he was born in Spain?
I understand. You're saying Krieger is a German guy.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. It's like the idea of Sean Connery playing a Russian sub-captain.
He's not Russian. He's from the Ukraine.
Or if you want to be even more ridiculous, Sean Connery playing a Spaniard in Highlander.
Oh, yeah.
One will be the Lobos Ramirez.
He's an Egyptian.
He's an Egyptian, yeah. He's Spanish speaker.
Originally.
And we're back on the Sean Connery train.
Yep.
Who also won an Oscar for being directed by Brian De Palma for The Untouchables.
Oh my God, all these movies, they all mesh.
It's all one movie.
Connected.
Ethan is now stuck on the side of the train, and the other train is tooting at him.
Don't toot.
Okay. This scene specifically reminded me of a far inferior movie. Does everybody remember the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
That first guy he kills. Hey, you see that light at the end of the tunnel? It's not heaven. It's the A train. And then the dude gets run over.
That's when the MCU was good.
And that's when Jonathan was on drugs.
A lot of heroin at that point.
Yeah, and this is also Ethan using his powerful fingers to reach out to that little clasp.
Suction cuppy thing,
yeah. This is what he needs. I said it last week, but this is when he needs those gloves, man, from Mission Impossible 4.
Oh, his suction gloves. Yeah. Well, he could have used those 5 times in this movie.
Yeah, no kidding. Awesome. This movie would have been over about half an hour earlier or an hour earlier if he had those gloves.
Apparently his bare hands, strong hands, can handle flying forward at 186 miles per hour and grabbing the edge of a hood. And his fingers don't rip off.
The train hood?
Yeah.
We got Helicopter Rick. We got Train Tabitha. Everybody's naming stuff on this equipment. It's great.
Hella Krieger.
The Hella Krieger.
I like the quick turn that Krieger has. It just happens to be in this minute that we're watching. But at the beginning, you know, Jim's like saying, come here, come forward. He's like, oh, I can't do this. And then he does it. And then he sees Ethan. He's like, yeah, I got this. I can do this.
Let me edge the helicopter closer with the blades. Even closer. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, because in his mind, he's killing two birds with one stone. He gets Jim and he gets to kill Ethan.
Right. But I imagine the first time he was like, no, this is ridiculously dangerous. But he does it once and he's like, yeah, I'm on it. I got this.
I can do it now that I've done that. Yeah.
Do you think that oncoming train is honking at the other train and they do that like as like train speak for hello? Is that train honking because it sees Ethan hanging off the side?
Or does it see the helicopter?
I bet that train is honking its horn because there are little children at the front of the regular train that we're on, and they're doing the arm motion, telling the other train to honk.
Oh, they're doing another motion.
Yeah. Great. Pumping your fist, yeah.
Instead of waving them on, you know, and that makes sense. And they're each going 180, let's say they're each going 100, that means they're passing each other at 200 miles an hour. So there's no way they could see a human on the back of the helicopter.
Maybe the helicopter they see, does it have lights on it?
The front of it can't see the helicopter at the back.
The helicopter has a light on it. They're seeing that. They got to be seeing
How many lights does it have, Helicopter Rick?
Pretty sure it's just the one.
How many lights come standard?
Just the Loki scepter light.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about
this.
That's
on the runner.
They're on the runner. There is Tabitha brings up the Loki scepter. It's a green light. which for later on, we're going to, it's good to keep up with all the colors of lights on this helicopter because we'll bring it up later. There, when I saw this green light, the first time I went, all right, let's check that off the list. Green light. Yep. Okay. Catchphrase almost complete. So we'll keep looking for the rest of the minutes and see if we see anything
else. That's Nicky De Palma.
Maybe as the train's going by, Krieger is in there pumping his arm to get the train to honk as it continues to go by.
As a small boy, I love watching trains.
Few things bring me such joy.
Wow, I cannot do French.
One is killing a man with a helicopter. The other is the toot-toot of a
You're doing a German... A wait, no. You're doing a Spanish guy speaking with a French accent that has a German name. So just do whatever you gotta do.
Yeah, just European, you know, whatever.
Right.
There's no wrong... Hey, on this podcast, there are no wrong imitations.
Oh, I don't know.
It's all good.
Thank goodness, because we get it wrong on our podcast all the time.
That's fair, Dinkum.
Get all the accents out of your system, Rick. Because you're not allowed to on ours.
Because none of them are good.
None of them are good on this show either.
That's not for me. That's from our listeners.
Right.
I accidentally paused it at second 43, and second 43 has a great John Voight face. He's being blown by the wind.
Nice. Hey-o! Where's De Palma on that one?
Hey!
Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah, that is a great face.
He looks like a Boosie. Like, what is it?
Yeah, he does look like a Boosie.
Gary Boosie?
Boosie?
Boosie.
Yeah. A Boosie.
Claude Debussy.
Boosie.
French.
Claude Debussy.
Claude Debussy. That's Jake. That's Jake. Gary Busey's dad.
Yeah, he does. He has crazy teeth.
Yeah. Crazy teeth and crazy eyes. They look like they're chiclets. Is what they look like. They look like he's holding chiclets.
Speaking of crazy teeth, not 2 seconds later, we see at 40 second 45, we got Tom.
Oh yeah,
Ethan coming. But he's reaching up, and he right before the train hits the train coming the other way, he grabs onto the sucky thing and pulls himself back up onto the top, the hood, as Tabitha has now named it, the hood of the train. He also has crazy teeth.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he slides down the train front, and he is getting closer. And I don't know what at this moment, I don't know what Ethan's plan is with the train. He just knows he has to get to the knock list. Or not knock list, the money. Right? Because at this point, the knock list is Luther's problem. And he's just into this for vengeance now, right?
He has to be.
There's nothing he needs.
Everybody knows that Jim's alive now, and I don't understand why. You're right. I don't understand why he's going after them when he doesn't need to be.
Vengeance.
Yeah, vengeance. He's been consumed by the dark side.
Is he going after the money, or he just doesn't want Jim to get away?
I think he just doesn't want Jim. Well, Jim did just kill Claire, so.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, yeah, Frank Oz. Frank Oz puppet.
Don't worry about it.
Maybe Claire liked how Jim looked in his black parachute outfit, because honestly, it's the best he's looked the entire movie. So maybe that's what he was wearing the first time they saw each other. And I don't, how else can she like him? I don't know. I don't get that.
S&M
brought this up before.
Yeah.
There's a lid for every pot. And we think she might have cataracts. Because he probably cuts a dashing figure from afar.
Yeah.
But as you get closer, you're like, oh,
Yeah, well,
oh,
he's just getting older. I think when she first met him, when she was like 12, she really fell for him then.
He is an international spy, and that's very sexy.
And he's got good genes. Like, not denim, like genetics.
Angelina Jolie is a very attractive woman.
Right.
But she doesn't look anything like him.
No, well, but Claire looks like her.
He's got good genes.
Let's skip a generation.
Well, he was a handsome gentleman
in his day.
Maybe she saw pictures of him when he was in Midnight Cowboy or whatever it was.
Exactly.
We were just talking about that movie the other day and how we'd never seen it before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's good John Voight.
That is
good
John Voight.
Yeah, he won an Oscar for that. Like Best New Actor, whatever that category is called.
Best Ingenue.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think he was like 47.
Oh,
it's that's one of my favorite old Hollywood shots of him. Is he looks so cool at that Oscars because he's wearing that white scarf with his tux.
Always wearing that white scarf, man.
And but that's like the first time he wore it, and I was like, oh man, he looks cool. If I ever wear a tux,
good luck scarf.
I guess
it is. It actually is his good luck scarf.
I'm sure it is now that he's won the award.
Has he won an Oscar since?
No.
But wow, he has been nominated numerous times since then.
Yeah, he's been nominated for Anaconda, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
He actually didn't win the Oscar for Midnight Cowboy. He won it for Coming Home.
I think he was JFK in some Michael Bay movie.
No, was it JFK or was it Donald Trump? I can't remember.
Transformers? No, he was JFK.
Not JFK.
FDR. Sorry.
FDR in Pearl Harbor. But I think he also played FDR in Transformers.
Pearl Harbor.
Hey, speaking of Ben Affleck.
Were we?
Remember, I've tied it back to the beginning of the episode.
Okay. Yeah, remember that Daredevil thing we forgot about?
Oh, that's right. He also won an Oscar for Baby Geniuses.
So a second 47, Jim has rolled his old bones onto the helicopter finally. And at second 50, he is probably the coolest way. This is the way I would jump on a helicopter. Yeah, I would literally be hanging on for dear life with my legs around it, like just petrified, not moving. It's so uncool.
Yeah,
because I don't have the arm strength to pull myself up.
He's not. He doesn't jump on very. He looks like he's about to fall off of it.
Yeah, it's not a very graceful shot. It's interesting. No. When you're making a movie, they chose to put this in there, and I guess
that might be the best take they got.
Yeah,
they're like from Ron Hoyt.
He climbs on here like an old man. Well, he is an old man.
De Palma decided this is the best angle we've got on John Voight. Yeah, so we've got to use
it. We can't see his face.
Right.
Yeah, Ron Hoyt.
The last shot they. This is probably the last thing he shot for the movie. They're like, it's a wrap on John Voight. Thank you, Mr. Voight.
You think he really did that jump? I don't think he did that jump.
No, I don't think that's him.
I think it was Ron Hoyt who did it. Honestly,
you think Ron?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, they're not showing his face.
No, they're not. That's why when Tom jumps later in the next minute, you see his face.
Oh sure.
Yeah. I mean, they make a big point of always showing his face.
It is really impressive. I think with this whole scene, how realistic they do make it look, though, with whatever wind fans they're like, there's some other kind of fan, I guess, with whatever kind of fan that they're using, the power of it. I don't know. It's just blowing a lot around and it really does look real. I mean, your eyeballs would be dried out from playing this part, just how much they're.
Yeah, Tom would be crying.
Yeah,
it looks like he's crying when they do that close up shot of him. As he's on the side of the train.
He probably is.
He looks like he's crying. I mean, his eyes are like, he's trying hard to keep his eyes together because they're all red and they look wet. So, yeah.
Yeah. His contacts are probably all dried out.
Yep. Exactly.
This ends with Krieger starts to pull down on the noise stick.
Noise.
And noise. It's noise and toit.
Toit like a toiga.
That's where this minute ends with, we don't know what Krieger's doing.
I told
What's
you.
Krieger doing?
It's that European bloodlust.
He's hot-blooded.
Check it and see. Really? No one's going to pick up with he's got a fever of 103?
I was just about to say we're doing minute 103.
Yeah. Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Noise.
Noise.
That's not a noise.
Helicopter Rick, you got anything else?
No, that's all I've got.
Tabitha Train, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
I think those are characters on what's it called? The Thomas the Train Engine, isn't it? Tabitha Train. Yeah.
My train on Thomas is called Vivian Scorpio. That is the name of my train.
That would also be your spy name, too.
That's my spy name.
That's the best spy name. Yep. And you have one of the best ones.
I'm hanging on to it.
Other than Rusty Laszlo. All right, we're going to do some quick, blazingly fast Tech of the Eps again on this episode. There's still a lot of stuff to talk about, so we'll do the minute again, and this time we're going to say that Rick can't talk about the helicopter, so he has to pick something other than the helicopter.
All right.
So I'm going to go this time, Julia. I'm going to go this time, Tabitha.
I'm completely drawing a blank.
I'm going to go with the super magnet handles because they're pretty cool.
Good ones.
We thought that they were suckers and you had to like get out and like lick them and put them on the... But magnet's much smarter.
Yep.
Rick, what about you?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with, since I can't talk about the helicopter, the industrial strength windshield wipers that are able to support the weight of a human being.
Mm-hmm. And John Voight, who's like 6'6".
While going 180 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah. Those windshield wipers are the real hero of this movie.
Mm-hmm. They really are. Jonathan, what about you?
I was going to mention the wipers, but I think I was going to save them for... because they get future use also, so they just keep hanging on. So, oh man, let's see. The hand grippy things. Can I talk about the helicopter?
Yes.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, great.
Just Rick can't talk about
that. I like the blinky lights on the helicopter.
Ah, blinky lights are so good.
I just like the runner light. That shot, it looks like some kind of weird alien tentacle or something.
Yeah, it's very bulbousy. It's very like hand claw holding a ball thing. Julia, we'll come back to you for the first time.
I'm going to say there is a handle or something on the side of the train that Ethan uses as a footrest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with that. I think without that footrest, he would have fallen off.
Yeah, I don't care how much core strength you have. You can't hold yourself sideways like this with your fingertips. It's a good one. Good pick. Chris?
I'm going to go with whatever magic they use to get John Voight to jump, or his double Ron Hoyt to jump from the train to the helicopter.
Whatever magic? Paycheck.
Yes.
The magic of money.
Then that check. That's my check of the app.
My check of the app is in second 7. It's the lens flares and the lighting on this, which I know is blue screen, and it looks really well lit, and it's really well done. Tabitha had brought this up before. It looks real. So I'm going with the scene itself, especially the close-ups. It looks real, and the lighting is so interesting and flying by. It's very speed.
Yep.
Very Jan de Bont kind of speed kind of thing, but it looks great. Mm-hmm. So that's mine. So that was easy. So we'll wrap up Tech of the App right there. We'll get ready for minute 103, where we got a fever for it, right, Rick?
Exactly.
Exactly. That's the joke. So we'll come back for minute 103. You can find us on Minute Impossible. You can download our podcast, go to our Twitter, MIN Impossible, and on the Facebook group, The Impossible Minute Force, and talk to us about these episodes. These guys are on all the time. Julia's not on that much. We got to get her on IMF a little more. But I promise you, everybody else will be on there talking, and we can all talk about all these goofy things that we're seeing in this episode. So until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Rick.
I've been Julia.
I've been Jonathan.
And I've been Vivian Scorpio.
This minute will self-destruct.
Noise.